So I'm going to read a little bit of this article from Fortune, which actually has the best headline out there, right? Read Donald Trump's fiery letter to Nancy Pelosi instead of this unhinged. When I'm reading unhinged from people like Alyssa Milano, I know Trump's doing something right. I know he is, because it's absolutely crazy that this letter, which Mike, if you want to hear the whole letter, you got to download the first segment of the program where Mike Church goes through it. Yeah, he goes from 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. Eastern time. And if you're a Founders Pass member, you can just download it at crusadechannel.com or on our content app, which you can find in either the iTunes or the Google Play Store. Both of them are fantastic. It's one of the best apps out there, and it's one of the great, I don't want to say hidden because we need to promote more, but it's one of the features that we get here that people need to know more about, which is the Crusade Channel content app. But he goes through this whole thing line by line, and with his historical perspective and the research he's done, he absolutely reinforces the fact that the letter is not unhinged, that it is not crazy, that it's not an impeachable offense to write a very nasty letter. So the crazy thing is, we've been making fun of, who have we been making fun of with writing the nasty letters? Oh, yeah, the Democrats and so forth. But President Trump just did that to them. He wrote them a very nasty letter telling them how mad he is with them. And these people are losing their minds because they still don't know after 2.5 years, 3 years of who they're dealing with. They still think they're dealing with George W. Bush, who would be curled up in the Oval Office under the desk, waiting for Dick Cheney to tell him it's okay to come out. No, President Trump's going to hit you back. He's going to hit you back hard. And so it's a little crazy that that this happens. So let's read a little bit about this. And the only reason that it's unhinged, right, is because he's pushing back on it. Because he's actually calling out all the things. People, that's not crazy. You're crazy. It's essentially what the Democrats are doing this morning. That's not crazy. We're not crazy. You're the crazy one. Look at you. You wrote all these things down with these facts. And let's be real. If you actually took a piece of paper and wrote down from the beginning of the sham impeachment, don't even talk about the fact that the Mueller report or everything else or the dossier, the Steele dossier. Don't talk about any of that. Just right from the sham impeachment to now, you would sound insane. You would absolutely sound insane if you did that. Because they have moved the goalposts so many times. It's mind-boggling that anybody would still believe them. But let's read some of this from Fortune.com. President Donald Trump is angrily objecting to the House of Representatives' articles of impeachment, accusing the Democrats of, quote, perversion of justice and the abuse of power in their effort to remove him from office. Once again, I don't see anything wrong with that. In a fiery letter Tuesday to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, America's favorite drunken housewife, on the eve, well, maybe she's America's favorite drunken grandma, right? Because she's a little old to be a housewife. Let's say America's drunken grandma. On the eve of his expected impeachment, Trump maintains that he did nothing wrong in seeking foreign investigation of political rivals, and he attacked Democrats for focusing on impeachment rather than other issues. He also repeated his objections to the process of the inquiry, claiming more due process was afforded to those accused in the Salem witch trials. Which is correct. So it's all of these things that are taking place, and he goes through it line by line. You can find it. Well, if Mitter Church doesn't put up the letter, I'll put it up on the Acting All Crusadery blog. I'll source one of these articles and put it up so you guys can read it for yourself. It's actually brilliant. It really is. It's a brilliantly written letter, and it really sums up, not the letter itself, but the reaction to it. That's how I'm going to focus on. That's what I'm going to talk about for the rest of this segment, is the reaction that we're getting from people on the left. It's this idea that you can't push back on us because they have this right side of history nonsense that they feel they stand on. And also, they have to make it unhinged, because the people who are opposing Trump at this point, you're pro-aborts, you're pro-infanticide, you're sodomite-loving, degeneracy-embracing groups, we have talked about the fact that these people all suffer from some kind of mental illness in one way, shape, or form, right? Narcissism or whatever the case may be. This is the only way they can react to it, because it's truth, right? President Trump is actually speaking truth right now. And when you come truth, or you come face to face with truth, right? That's probably better. When you come face to face with truth and you're living in a state of absolute lies, yeah, you're going to have to say he's unhinged. There's nothing unhinged in that. I read it. It's much calmer than his tweets. I'm sorry if you say the assertions of facts are indeed unhinged. If you just say these are the charges that have been laid out against me and this is why they're wrong, that's not unhinged. I didn't see him say anything nasty. I didn't see him call any of these. He didn't say anything mean or degrading in this letter. He just pointed out that this is completely and utterly ridiculous. And it's much like Kavanaugh, right? I'll invoke the name of Kavanaugh on this, because remember when Kavanaugh came out swinging and he was angry and everybody said, oh, look at him, he's so unhinged. Why? Because the man is tired of having his name dragged through the mud? Folks on the left, this is the nicest that President Trump is going to be. You shouldn't poke the bear on this one, all right? You should just say this, just be like the Fortune. Okay, well, this is his fiery response. It's not unhinged. He's not. When you hear that word unhinged, how many of you have seen any version of the Hitler scene? I don't know what movie it's from, but where he's just freaking out after he finds out that the war is over. They make it sound like that's him every single day in the White House, just running around saying all kinds of nonsensical things and so forth. But no, this is a calm, well-written out response. And it's peak 2019. There's no better way to wrap up this year than to say, look, this is my case against me. These are the facts that have been, or these are the statements or claims or accusations that have been laid out against me. And this is my counter argument written out in a calm, rational manner. And what's the response to your opponent? Your opponent's response is to lose their mind and call you all kinds of names. If that isn't 2019 in a nutshell, folks.